Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And today, I'm going to tie it all up for you. For Terry and Lynn did indeed get together. Now, Lynn, she had come, and you need to go online if you haven't heard already, but she had come to Prayer Mountain meeting following directions of the Lord. She had ridden down from her church, Living Word Christian Center, in a van with some other ladies. They stayed for the meetings from Wednesday till Sunday, and then they had to get back to their jobs on Monday. But God said to Lynn, I need you out on Prayer Mountain Monday. I need you there. So she just followed them step by step. She packed her bags. They were staying in a condo. She went up to the Chateau on the Lake to the Sunday night meeting. Someone there put her bags in a storage room for her. And while she was there, she met this couple with her two children. And they invited her to spend the night with them. They're from Oregon. They'd come down for the Prayer Mountain meeting. But on their way back home, they were going to go by and visit Lynn and Max Church in Minneapolis so they could take her home. She spent the night in the hotel with them. She came out with them the next day to the Prayer Mountain meeting. She's at the Prayer Mountain meeting, minding her own business, two-thirds of the way back, on the end, praising God, and this strange fellow walks up to her. And that strange fellow is Terry. He's so embarrassed at what he's saying that he just chokes on his words. But he had just told Dan that, look, there's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. If there were a Miss Prayer Mountain meeting, she would win. And Dan challenged him. He said, if you don't make a contact with her now, she'll be gone forever. So Terry walked up just after she opened her eyes, praising the Lord. And there is this tall, kind of a skinny guy, well built, but, you know, a tall drink of water. And he stand there next to her and he said, what'd you say?
I said, me and the guys have determined that you're the prettiest girl in this tent.
And Lynn was not impressed. And so anyway, the next day, I phoned Terry. I don't know who told me. Dan must have. I don't know. But somebody told me, and I said, rumor has it, Terry, that you met a girl at Prayer Mountain. And you said what?
Yes, I did.
I said, did you get her address? Did you get her name?
No, I had to answer no to all identity questions.
And you said what?
Probably won't ever see this girl again. And a audible voice.
Audible this time.
Yes. In fact, it was so audible. I said, I asked you, did you hear that? And I know exactly where that voice came from today. It came from by the fax machine. And there was no one in that room but me.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, yes, you will. You will see her again. And I told Dan that after lunch. We got back in the truck and headed towards our work assignment. It's Tuesday. It's the day after the tent meeting. We had work to do on a cabin. Lo and behold, there she was. Dan and I both just started jumping up and down. We knew that God knows what we're doing.
and
there she was.
Walking down the road.
Walking down the road.
You were just taking a walk, Lynn?
I told Dan, follow her. And we turned around real quick.
And then what'd you do?
I asked her where she was going. She told me she was going to the administration building to pray. And I asked if she wanted a ride.
What'd she say?
No.
No, she wouldn't get in the truck. No, she's scared of you. Well, how come you're still there the day following the tent meeting, Lynn?
That's the Lord again, because the wonderful couple that had offered to take me back home to Minnesota, we got up from our hotel that morning, and we were going to, we had a nice breakfast, and we were on the way to take the exit to get on Highway 65 to leave to go to Minnesota. And all of a sudden, the gentleman who was driving the car turned to his wife, and he said, I believe that there's something that God still wants to do here and that we are supposed to stay. And he asked his wife, is that all right with you? And she said, sure, that's fine with me. And then he said, he turned back in the back seat and he looked at me and he said, is that all right with you? If it's not all right with you, we will take you to Minnesota right now. And I said, it's fine with me. God, you just cleared my entire schedule. from the sabbatical with teaching. And so I have a free schedule. Absolutely. That's fine. So they took us back to Prayer Mountain and began praying. And
now he had not reserved a cabin. How did he happen to get a cabin that night?
No, because that is a usually that doesn't happen either.
Right.
You have to call ahead because there are lots of things that have to be done. Well, he came here. We all started praying. And Terry came home, and I dashed into the administration building. He went over to talk to Terry. And
Terry didn't see that you were with him.
No, Terry did not know that I was there.
Uh-uh.
That's the truth,
isn't
it? Did
he ask you for a cabin or what? Mm-hmm. And what'd you say?
Yes. First, I think I said, no, you have to, I'm not the protocol that you go through, and started giving him the proper channels. And then all of a sudden.
You went back and prayed about it, didn't you?
Yeah. It's like I said, you know what? I believe you're to be there.
So you put him in what, Uncle Joe's?
Yep. Uncle Joe's.
And so the next day you get up and you take a walk. Now, Terry has, I've phoned Terry and said, I heard you spoke with a young lady, and he said, I won't ever see her again. And he heard an audible voice say,
you will see her again.
And so you're out driving with Dan, going to work at the cabin, and suddenly she's there on the road. And you stop and say, what did you say to her?
We were shaken up. Would you like a ride?
Uh-huh. She was going to the chapel to pray. And you said, no.
No, thank you.
You wouldn't get in the car with him. So then what'd you do?
We went to work.
I think you called me. I can't remember, but I know that somehow in that time, I was talking to you again. You said, Mom, I've seen her. And I said, well, ask her for her name. Ask her for a date. Take her out to dinner. And then you said, Mom, I can't even get her to get in the truck with me. How am I going to take her out to dinner? I said, well, take her to a Big Cedar. That's a beautiful place. So then what happened?
Well, I tried to get with her through Bubba. You know, introducing my dog. And
What'd you do? Meet her again on the road or what?
Yeah, that's when I asked her out to go out.
And that was in the chapel.
Yeah, it was in the chapel.
Oh, you came in the chapel while she's praying.
Yeah, and I said, would you like to pray for my dog? And
he had been snake bit.
Yeah, he had been snake bit. And, of course, she fell for Bubba. And I thought, well, she'll go out with me when I ask her out for dinner. And I asked her out, and she turned me down.
That was for lunch.
That was for lunch.
And I said, Terry, take her out somewhere. He said, Mom, I can't even get her to go in the car with me. So I said, well, invite her to Big Cedar. So what'd you do then? You went over to the cabin.
Yeah, I'd asked several times. I'd gotten turned down from rides and from lunches. And finally, the Lord gave me a plan. I said, well, I'll invite the whole crew over that she came with.
I mean, this is the husband, the wife, and two children.
And that I did. And
so you drove up over at the cabin and invited the gentleman and his family to dinner.
Uh-huh. And we were getting ready to go over there, and she wouldn't even ride with me there.
She did agree to go out to dinner with the whole group.
Right. And I was driving over there by myself, and they were all in the other car.
And you asked her to get in the car with you.
Well, I spent
I know you spent a lot of money taking everybody out to Big Cedar.
Right. And then after dinner, I thought she might at least ride back with me. So did the gentleman that brought, that she was him and his wife. They thought that too. But she said, no, I think I'll just ride with you all. And the guy felt so bad. He said, well, Terry, I'll ride with you if it'll make you feel any better. I didn't say anything, but I think you all can imagine what I thought of that.
So he
rode back with me.
Uh-huh.
And he just talked about the goodness of God. And he talked to me about, Terry, sometimes marriage is a good thing, and God loves marriage and things like that. And I said, you're not trying to relate this to Lynn, are you? And he says, well, why? I said, I can't even get her to ride home from me from a date. I said, Chris, she has turned me down a ride from me to the chapel to pray. She's turned down lunch. a ride to a date. Now she's turned down my ride back from a date. I have spent over $200, Chris, on dinner. He goes, well, I just want to make sure you know these things about God. Okay, I do. I know these things.
Oh, my goodness. How'd you get together from there?
Go ahead, Lynn.
You had to leave to go and see your wonderful daughters, but before he left, he came by and he dropped off an anonymous little gift that we didn't find until after he had left. It was a gift of money, and when we all left the cabin, the Lord told me, because up to this point, he still doesn't know, he doesn't have my address or any of that information so that this can be developed. But before we left, the Lord told me, now I want you to he has sown a seed into your life. Now I want you to sow a seed into his life.
It was a check, by the way, with my address and phone number on it.
No, you gave cash. But when,
I did?
Yes,
I thought I left a check.
You gave cash, but when I gave you, it was a check. That's where the connection, because it had my phone number.
I knew
and
there
address.
Was a check involved. She so left me a gift.
When I got back home, then I found a note from you.
That he'd written.
Yes. So then we started corresponding, and at one point in time, I said, I felt like the Lord was leading me to go to Brother Hagin's camp meeting. Never been there before. I didn't know anything about that, but God told me to go. So he had asked me if he could see me again. I said, well, you know, I don't know if you're going to be in the area, but I will be in the Oklahoma, Tulsa area. Mm-hmm. And at these dates at this conference, and if you're there, perhaps we can see each other. And he said, do you know what? We go there a lot. And he said, I will be there. So he said, when you get into town, we'll just call and we'll figure it out. And the girls and I will pick you up. We'll go out to lunch and we'll see each other. So I'm driving into town and driven many hours. I was so tired, got in very late. And I had a budget hotel there selected, got in there, and it just didn't feel right. And I heard God say, do you want to stay at this hotel? And there was smoke and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I really don't. And he said, guess what? I don't want you to either. I said, well, Lord, where am I going to stay? And he said, just go. I will lead you, and I'll give you favor. So I went to a place, and I asked them what was their best rate, because remember, I'm still living off my savings. And I got there, and they gave me a rate. I left to go check out some other things. I got back, and I tried to get in, and they said, no, I'm sorry, but we never give out that rate. So I said, okay, I guess I'll stay here. So I stayed there. Later on, the man called me, and he said, do you know what? Ever since you left, I've been feeling so guilty. He said, I'm going to give you that rate. And I had said to God, God, this must not be the place, because you said you'd give me favor. Mm-hmm. It was the place. The very next morning, Terry called me, and he said, where are you? The girls now pick you up. I said, well, I'm at the hotel such and such. He said, you're where? I said, I'm at thus and such. He said, that's the exact same hotel the girls and I are at.
Hallelujah.
And I'd never been to
Tulsa
before.
Folks, we're going to put this story into a book. You're going to want to get it. Right now, you can listen. It's archived on the on billybrim.org. You can listen to these, and we'll probably put out a CD on it. But for right now, go to billybrim.org. Check out our eschatology school in April on the Book of Daniel and our Israel trip in June. This is Billy Brim. Terry and Lynn now are going to become parents in July. God worketh all things well. Shalom.